I was just making the decision. Am I coming through that?
Yeah.
It sounds right to me.
Yeah.
I was just trying to decide whether I was going to sing a song or military poem. I'm just a military poem.
What was the option?
Sing
your
song.
Go on,
go on.
Sing
your song.
Sing
your song.
Sing your song.
Sing the three poems.
Like maybe later on, this is going to be short. I might have read some of these before, but that doesn't matter. They are translations from the German. And I'll read the German version first. Ground Zero. Den Himmel überwachen über Ground Zero. Kein zorniger Gott soll nochmal Blitze schleudern. Der Himmel überwacht, auf Krieg eingestellt. Darf nie jemand wieder den Aufschrei fliegen. Der Terror unterdrückt. Darf kein Gerechter je die Unterdrückung rächen. Den Himmel überwachen über Ground Zero, damit kein zorniger Gott. Topic is obviously well known and much in the past already. It makes me realize how time flies. Ground Zero. Police the sky over Ground Zero. No angry god shall ever thunderbolt again. The sky police prepared for war. May no one ever fly an outcry again. Terror be suppressed. May no just man ever avenge the suppression. Police the sky over Ground Zero, so no angry god. And it goes on. All right, the next poem is very personal, which I think an experience that many of us might have had in their life is that I'll read the German at the version again first. Bankai. Du warst am Anfang ein Engel aus Lächeln mit heilenden Händen. Bis du zuschlugst, da bist du gefallen. Als mich dann eine Nächste nach dir fragte, mit gleicher Verachtung, bist du mein Teufel geworden. Und ich bin nicht allein. Geh. Banished. In the beginning, you were an angel of smiles with healing hands. Until you lashed out, that's when you fell. When later another asked me about you, with equal contempt, you became my devil. And I'm not alone. Go. The last poem is an original, and it's my newest poem, I think. December. Paradise Lost. The Emerald Island of the past. Paradise Lost. The Emerald Island of the past and the present is lying no future and is dying. A green mountain crumbling like a dream shattered, the dreams of many in exile. The jade land drowning smashed the hopes of the brain drain back home. Democracy sunken by the hands of the gods who followed the mammon, and here comes the flood. A silent implosion, war without gloves. Who will throw the first stone on the Emerald Island? What was long for many a last resort, the last paradise of Europe, now lying in dying, as Europe stands by with a deaf eye. Paradise lost.
Teddy no longer shares Virginia's bed. Her nights are made with an architect instead. But sometimes she wakes up to pulled back curtains in the guise of her ousted Prince Charming elf. Soft heart designs, toying lonely on the shelf. Thank you. Songs for Guy. Chestnut gold, songs for Toad, the tears that spill like rain. In the circus ring, you can confess anything, but it will be yours and not her pain. Chimes of spring, a girl laughing, her voice like a lowly bell. In the circus ring, you can confess anything, but it won't be sweet what you tell. A call of youth, a pulse of truth, her body raised like a wave. In the circus ring, you can confess anything, but it is her and not you who is brave. The clown comes along, he has heard the song, but he dances away to your tune. In the circus ring, you can confess anything, but at night, you are left with the moon.
Gurb Margaret Marin Quinia, and I'm Hannah Boston, I'm Kim Durnham Tunes. I was in his shade, and I'm new with Dumpster, and I'm Spanish. Galician. Excuse me, I'm Eshkin. Isaac Subin.
Tento achar os primeiros elementos da sucesión a Galicia igual a Galicia, partido de Galicia menos un. E chegas ti co teu riso de porcelana branca e azul de fermosos tempos saídos. E dislocas os meus sombreiros e os meus pensamentos. Chegas ti estrando polo aire o arrecendo teu de Valdeorras. E eu chamo-te muller irlandesa, non sei por que razón. Chegas ti asubiando unha bella canción de guerra. Deixo as progresións e os límites e soño cunha primeira liña de combate de pedras e béveras, o pé da figueira da miña avoa e da miña nai, da cabalo da égua do meu pai, na rúa. Desperto. Esquentos fusís, os tambores marciais, a rúa. Porque me contan que o mar marchou a Valdeorras. Abro os ollos e ali está todo o mar de Artabria, enchendo o triángulo Córbomo, Casaio, Baldín. E cando miraba toda aquela auga, sabía que no mundo había xustiza, e que o seu límite tendía a infinito. Nadalla era a capital do mundo onde todos os nenos e nenas levaban o dedo pai de todos manchado da tinta do sexto burato do punteiro. Chamo-te Irlanda, non sei por que razón. I try to find the first elements of the succession a Galicia equal Galicia into Galicia minus one. And you arrive with your laughter of white and blue porcelain for beautiful times that already have gone, and you dislocate my shoulders and my dog. And you arrive spilling in the air this smell of yours, of Valdeorras, and I call you Irish woman, I don't know why. You arrive whistling a war song. I forgot the progressions and the limits, and I dream with the front line of battle of stones and early figs at the foot of my mom's and grandmom's cake tree, on horseback of my dad's mare in the street. I awake. I forgot the rifles, the martial drums in the street, because they told me the sea goes to Valdeorras. I opened my eyes, and there was all the sea of Artavia filling the triangle Corgomo, Casario, Baldin. And when I saw all that water, I knew there was justice in the world, and the limit tends to infinite. Nalaya was the capital of the world, where all the children and girls carry the middle finger stained by the chanter's six-hole ink. I call you Ireland, and I don't know why. Conocémonos súbitamente en Irlanda, y cuando nos despedimos coaída las ruas de Belfast, los meus monoblastos quedaron a las puertas de saída, reclamando a execución de un pulo primitivo o algo así, como a tendencia involuntaria de las miñas inguas por xuntarense a golpes coas cosas tuas. Pero do teu tacto, las miñas veas no souberon nunca nada, y supoño que é por iso que finalmente permaneces en mí sin disquisiciones oceánicas ou bélicas. Deixado a súa sorte o límite que tendo infinito e restablecida a saúde nos órganos doentes, ás veces apareces como unha sensación real, alegre como aos tres ríos dos Peares, e un lixeiro gusto no padal que me recorda moito o viño tinto das terras de Valdeorras, que tan ben lle cae as lacoadas. We meet each other suddenly in Ireland, and when we say goodbye with the anger of the streets of Belfast, my gonoblast stayed at the exit gates, demanding the execution of a primitive impulse or something like that, the involuntary tendency of my brains trying to beat your thighs together. But upon your touch, my veins never knew nothing, and I suppose that is why, finally, you remain inside me without oceanics or military disquisitions, leaving on its lack the limit that tends to infinite, and with the health reestablished in the arching organs, sometimes you appear like a real sensation, happy as the three rivers of Peares, and as a light flavor in the palate that reminds me to a lot of Valdeorras wine that so well match with pork and tuny tops.
Thank you very much. Is that your first time here?
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much. And that was great. La primera vez. Next we have from someone who was the first time reading her to very much, was very much a regular, Seamus Aaron.
Thanks, Ray. Wooden boat. That day we hooked the shark inside the harbour's mouth. He fought for half an hour and flashed his razor teeth to guillotine the wire and dived without a trace. He'd play no game of tag, for him no Christmas truce. When trading fishy tails, I often wonder why you missed a chance to snap the one that got away. My fenders don't wear socks outside my tumble home. My anchor's like a plough and needs no other name. My transom's really raked. It underlines my sheer. My key will bear my weight if I should run ashore. My knees feel no more cramp when breakers boil and fizz, for they are copper fast and each has seen the eggs. I am a wooden boat without a mother ship. You'll always find me here, alone, inside the dock. My master comes aboard no more than once a week, declares the hips are gone, and guesses the price of hake. The state you're in right now, you're creaking like a sheave. If Dad is looking down, you turn inside his grave. Along my waterline, a green and bushy beard, and now a crust of shells adheres to every board. He cranks my air-cooled heart. I always fire first time. He checks my diesel pulse, then feels my coolant stream. I had a sister ship, an open cargo boat, for livestock, coal, and pigs, for livestock, coal, and sheep, in cumbrous pigs and slate. She hit the wooden bridge the night she broke the chain. The spring was on the ebb. They found her on the lawn. Her engine blew some sparks. 'Twas petrol TVO. Her sizzling pitch and tar foretold a sad adieu. But she was deep with sand. He bailed for all his worth. He dived and pulled the plug and sank her at the berth. The fire was quickly out. They came from nearby ports to raise and plank her hull. She sailed to foreign parts. 10 decades have gone by since rosary beads were kissed, then down the slopey slip when I was splashed and blessed. And when the mast was stepped that stormy month of March, I danced among the boys and wheeled around the perch. That mast went overboard away before the war. They fitted in its stead an engine from a car, which grumbled for 10 months, then had no more to say. Removed from its sick bed, they buried it at sea. A new pole of pitch pine, the ecosystem push. Each sail was tan and full, my galley stove was posh. With ballast fore and aft, our sea trials were no joke. Regattas through the fleets, we left them in my wake. They watched me in the sound, the wise ones all agreed. I was a work of art and worthy of an ode. Thank you.
I'll finish Adrian O'Hara.
Okay, I'm going to read two short poems. The first one is entitled Santiago. O sweet mystic city of yonder mountain, where health and beauty have long cheered the tiling fountain. Never here did flash the Moorish blade that wreaked such havoc on the dry, barren plain. The cobbled cracked streets and straining arches, where ancient paved stone of practice march. Now bell tolls as evening falls, youth contends, the middle-aged lovers on the joyful hill. Now sweet are the blossom and gentle the rain, yet few here master the evasive game. What saddens us now, the passing few, is the increasingly evasive morning dew. Those gentle hours we once here passed have perfidiously turned their twisted backs. Now parts we seek in kinder shore of common mist and wholesome store. And the second one is titled Returning. I feel broken now, sitting here with the tattered yellow photographs in my hand. I feel broken now when I think of what could have been this fertile land. I feel shame now when the burning images flit across my field of sight. I feel shame now when I realize we gave in too easy, then took flight. I feel malice now as I see those who did not run but stood to fight. I feel malice now when I look into the eyes of those who claim their rights. I feel hopeless now as I do here my final stand. I feel hopeless now. Gramagas.
Gramagas, Okay, Neil of Troar Falk, everything is. First up, the man from Newcastle, Aaron.
There's some people in the room from Galicia, yeah?
Yeah.
I did the road to Santiago last year. And I wrote a poem on the road, and I wrote it on a mountain in Galicia, but I forget. But I'm going to try a few words. What would I
say? Well, you've got a couple of minutes. A reasonable couple of minutes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. This road of rock and sand ever guiding us home to our heart's truth. I'm just going to go with the flow. So, pilgrims of old and new, seeking what their hearts have always known. Take each step one at a time, your soul will guide you the way. Glide forth to the place of saints and wise men, your angels are forever present. That's part of it. That's the road of Santiago. It was Valentine's over the weekend, the time of the heart, and last night I'm walking in the street and I found a Queen of Hearts in the suit, so that was great. There's a beautiful Sufi poet called Hafiz, who is similar to Rumi in a lot of senses. He was born 100 years after him, and this is a gift given to me. I suppose you could call it the Queen of Hearts at some level. I just started reading Hafiz over the last couple of days, and I read a couple of poems from Hafiz, and then if I have a minute or so, I'll sing a song. Okay, this union you want with the earth and sky, this union we need with love, a golden wing from God's heart just touched the ground. Now step upon it with your brave sun vows and help our eyes to dance. This is another Hafiz poem. When you can endure, when the words stop and you can endure the silence that reveals your heart's pain of emptiness, or the great wrenching sweet longing that it's time to try and listen to what your beloved eyes must want to say. This is a Leonard Cohen song that I learned on the road to Santiago. So it's all about following your heart, but leaving love behind to follow your heart. I think I love you in the morning, your kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden stone. Yes, many love before us and know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smile like me and you. But now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rise. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the breeze. But now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I love you in the morning, your kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden stone. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smile like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Let's part Falk in this show. Ladies first, or gentlemen first? Trish, which is first?
Ladies first.
Ladies first? Just your wife, folks.
Working?
Yeah.
And the first one is called The Last Time He Only Got in Space. Signet color memories beat a well-worn path to the depths of my psyche. I could have played the only button part to the extended no-brainer. You buy me a pint or a sympathy, trying to return of late into your barricading arms. Sorrow is not a problem, as you say, in the thick ice to the dance floor. For once, looking closely, I believe everything to be true. We are not here to enjoy ourselves, as I said, worshipping an incandescent idol. The wearing of charms was not sufficient, as was the bearing of arms. Provoking, tweaking ideologies. More on a burning god, a light on my manifesto. Counting bones the traditional way. Suck the marrow of resistance. The incandescent treats the god that gives us. And electrocutes the great dry grey matter. To understand no brainer again. And this was called from Promiscuity 101. The Ice Queen deliberates on her ottoman. She could have ruminated at the kitchen table, and no one would have noticed. If she made a living skewing sailors, why should anyone care? Why should I measure my minute promiscuity in her presence? Vicarity in television, and charge of stomach for the joy of sex, feeding fantasies into our love-starved bodies. Sour scrapes reserved for your schoolmates. Putting on the kettle for one, you make the tea, sit down and wash the soaps, not noticing how the ice falls indoors. Pointing the way to the turgid stairs. That is a steep, supremely bitter taste in my throat. You will be avenged. So will I when I stop choking the flavour down my neck. And this one's called Stop Taking. Our hearts are not built for bliss, rather the ridicule of those we love, or a stark quality of what we are not, simply guardians of rule making. Kissing the long arm of a private law, blotted out by acres of Chardonnay, among other things, why should I be contrite? Why should I be the one to turn off the light, for I am in bed to do so? The night is always cold, regardless. A pile of stars in our hearts go awry. Ignorance is no longer a sin, nor a defense, as we love to see ourselves go for a comfort of our own homes, our quality of stars in our minds. The structure is supported by complacency. Why should I be contrite for this? Thanks.
Thanks very much, Rachel. I'm going to make a quote of Tulloch and a Pippi. Yay! 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 Yay!
Thanks, Billy. I have a couple of two poems, two sonnets, which some of you know I kind of like
writing sonnets because they keep control over me, which is fairly useful. And maybe a song if we have a chance to sing a song later on.
Yeah.
As last night was Valentine's Day, these are love poems with some of you who see the kind of cynical stuff that I really write here. It's quite different. This is a real revolutionary, some of you know. This is an Irish called Tomil Lasso Lishnach. If you don't understand the Irish, well, it's too fucking bad. Alright, so okay, here we go. Tomil Lasso Lishnach. Vishgilchra Olinchir Ormsa Riefsud Riecht, the Blientafada Oil Rievis Laid. Kurtun Chluinorum as Busco Seacht, Dovin Hogli and Diag, Vegan Hail. Ni Dovin Hogli and Diag, Vegan Hail, Achantosto Quidalish, the Evenus Ord, Acher Fada Hogli and Diag, the Villa Shane, Hogli and Diag are slower than raw. Fortunim Gemixia Force Marsha, Hogli and Diagede is Shingro Og, Kaibervus Kaberach is Love Lacamore, the Slew Runda Grover, Glover, then our knowing. Ach mae rhaen i'n chyhe gygawn orth sefein a hrwmioen bed ffos yn sog y gangen loed yr trein. That was good. It's not a sonnet, actually. It's a bit of a cheat, really. It's not really by me, it's by Shakespeare. as Liam knows, another knows, Shakespeare's sonnets have been translated into Irish by a guy called Liam Sonnet, I retranslated some of them back into English without looking at the originals, and they're not the usual ones that we know, like shall I compare them to Winter's Day or those ones. So I simply retranslated to English, and I have no idea how these sound, although scholars tell me that they're shite. So called My Coloured Eye. My coloured eye has loved with painter's force, and tinctured your beauty all along my heart. Your body is a frame that then encloses that image which is the apex of my art. For the painter must indeed employ his brush for to portray your loveliness all the way. Your portrait hangs in my heart's gallery, flush and framed in glass that ever meets the day. But then I see the gift of your eye's eye, which my style has limned, your shape, your glow. There are lenses of my soul and eye, from the glory of the sun, they indeed flow. The trick, though, then, that defies the eyes of art, is that they see outside, but cannot plumb the heart. I know Liam the word myself, and lived in Dublin for years, so and I know there are other people here from Dublin as well, so I'm going to sing a Dublin song for those people called The Maiden Cabaret West, which is not mine, but a great singer called Frank Clark. If I can remember yours. If I don't, Liam, I will have no. Oh, it's all for the love this fair young maiden Cabaret West did reside. Meself I lived out in Donnybrook, it was a one and a fippin' ride. But there was a fly in the ointment now that you very seldom see. Although I loved her terribly well, she was in love with a Portuguese. No, he was a nasty piece of goods, Rosales was his name, and he couldn't wait for to get his hand concept to ask me dame. For I made a vow by the Grand Canal that I would do him in, for I did not like them Portuguese, and in particular I didn't like him. So I followed him up to Grafton Street one evening just for fun, along with the Mercer's Hospital, not far from the Barclay Dun. I spied him sitting in the corner seat, kissing and holding hands, and there he was seducing her with points of baby shine. So I followed up to his lodgings in Rathgar or thereabouts, and as he went down the alleyway, sure I battered him inside out. He left out many a curse and swear, till he was dead, I'm sure. Then I lifted up the manhole lid, and I dropped him down for sure. But when the match she heard of this, she made me life a hell. So it's all for the sake of peace and quiet, sure I did her in as well. And now I'm up before the judge to answer for me crime. Says I, says he, I didn't mind the first one, son, but not the second time. So it's all for the love of this fair young maid and a Portuguese sailor boy. For the passionate love of this fair young maid, I'm landed in Mount Joy, and if ever I get out again, me life I'll change, you'll see, and I'll marry with a ma from Walkinstown, who wouldn't look at a Portuguese.
Rosie O'Regan, why not?
I'm not big up in ages because I haven't had a poem come to me in ages. Maybe it was the winter, and when my spring has sprung, so I have a very short haiku, and I guess it's about spring.
Uh-huh.
And it's dust falls, floats, speckles, spring light onto everything, even the shadows.
That was lovely, Rosie. You should have said that again, girl. That was
beautiful.
So I think we've got about one or a couple of minutes left, Paul.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to look after us there with a sort of little poem?
I'm sure I could do that.
And then there are uncertain nights when she blushes to sudden lavender, as I first remember, or darkens to a violet puce. Sometimes she shimmers from the tranquil deep of a burgundy world, dreaming, and I witness her water to a pale coral dawn. I've seen her shine as light as pear, tethered still and clear by the anchors of warm mid-morning daydreams, turn sepal green as if petalless, or glow amber as the fallen leaves from a bouquet of autumn operas. Yet on each blue moon, without fail, folds into the calm of origami white. Usually, my rose is a full flaming red, cardinal weekend in a time made only of roses, is a wild flowering rambler, a climber, a rose bush of scarlet matadors, urging the shy and tormented to dance in the showers of abundant daily joys. If on certain days I could breathe for her roses of only breath, they would each live as blessed as a momentary labor of thornless blood, a singly purposed mist of quartz, 2,000 tender dozens per day, all shed before her footsteps, all dewed, tinted finely with the scent of blue roses.